waiting all week for this, and here it is. The Illegal Curve Radio Show starts now. Here comes 2 hours of hard-hitting hockey talk, and here's your host, Drew the Bear Mindell.
Good evening, Winnipeg! Good evening, Manitoba, and for all those joining us tonight at www.ustream.tv/illegalcurve, good evening, universe, and welcome to an extra special version of the Illegal Curve Radio Show. We're going to be with you tonight until 10 o'clock, 3 hours and 20 minutes of your finest NHL season preview anywhere in the world. Joined as usual by my good friends. They are fueled up on coffee. I can see Ezzy, I think, actually bought an entire case of energy drinks tonight. Richard Pollock, Ezra Ginsberg, and the operator of the R-Desk, Michael Remus. Gentlemen, say good evening to the people.
Big show today, Drew. I'm pumped.
Good evening, people. Or as Michelle Tanner would say, hi, people.
Wow, that's an amazing Full House reference.
He drops Full House in the first minute of the show. Very excited for the show tonight, Drew. We have 3 hours, obviously, as you just said, 3 hours and 20 minutes of action. But as we were saying when we walked into the studio, 3 hours and 20 minutes, we're breaking down every single team in the National Hockey League. I'm not sure if that's even enough time, but we're gonna make do.
3 hours, three guests. I mean,
that's right.
With three guests, we should probably go for 4 hours.
I agree.
And with all the developments happening one day before the season starts, it's ridiculous.
Season starts tomorrow. Drew, who are the guests?
Exactly. It was a nice segue there. We're going to be joined coming up in about 40 minutes' time at 7:20 tonight by a man who's really thought of very fondly around these parts, former Winnipeg Jet, the man who made the most famous speech in the history of Winnipeg Jets hockey. That's Eddie Olczyk. He's now a color commentator for Versus and NBC and does the Chicago Blackhawks color analysis. He's going to be joining us live from Denver, Colorado, where the Blackhawks are getting ready to play the Avalanche tomorrow night at 8:20 tonight from the Globe and Mail. Probably, he's probably been on the show just about more than anybody else.
Yeah, close to it. I mean, he's probably up there at least six.
Eric DeHatchick from the Globe and Mail is going to be joining us. One of the most insightful hockey minds out there. We're thrilled to have Eric. And then right on Eric's heels, coming up at 8:40 tonight, Scott Morrison from Hockey Night in Canada is going to be joining us. Really just, I mean, we're going to break down, like Richard said, every single team. We're going to talk in detail with all our guests. We're going to focus on the general NHL with Eddie Olczyk, and then, of course, with Eric DeHatchick, he's based out of Calgary. We're going to talk about the Western Conference, and then with Scott Morrison, based out of Toronto, we're going to talk the Eastern Conference. We'll also be able to take your calls whenever we get an opportunity, 780-KICK, 780-5425, area code 204 in front of that. Then we're going to be also talking to you on Twitter, at Illegal Curve. You can join us there. Join in on the live chat in the Ustream chat room. That's at www.ustream.tv/illegalcurve. And, of course, we're also on Facebook, illegalcurve.com. So there's all sorts of ways of getting a hold of us tonight, and there's really that much going on that it's well worth it to get a hold of us, and we can talk about your favorite team. Give me 2 seconds, you guys can talk, and I'll get ready to start off our opening segment here tonight.
Well, you know, Drew, I encourage callers. I want to hear people have to say, you know, some predictions, some reasons for the predictions. I would very much welcome people calling in when we have time to take calls during the show. I got to say, though, tomorrow afternoon the season starts. The season actually starts in Europe, Ezzy.
Yeah.
Quite Six excited teams. About that. Six yeah. teams. Carolina's over there. Minnesota's over there, to name a few. The season, you know, in some ways it feels like it ended 3 weeks ago. In other ways it feels like it's been more than a couple months. We can't understate or overstate how excited we are for the season to start. I mean, we've had the show on all summer, and there's been so much to talk about, but now we get to talk about on-ice activity,
it's all on ice.
That's right.
It is all on ice, and, I mean, on my way here, I kind of felt like I was a 15-year-old kid, honestly, excited I am. I'm 28 years old, and this year, it's almost like, you know, the summer never happened, and I felt the summer went a little slow, as far as hockey news went, even with all of the hockey news, but just as far
That's
as...
Right.
You know, getting excited, you know, for actual hockey on ice. And I thought training camp just flew by. And the fact that we're one day away, less than a day away, and we're already, you know, basically making our predictions for opening night lineups, it's pretty ridiculous.
I mean, what we're actually going to do the show a little bit in reverse tonight is what we're going to do is we're on early before 7. So what we're going to do, because we have so many guests and we're going to break down every division and every team, is we're going to do a rapid fire right now.
Exactly.
You ready for rapid fire?
Mikko Koivu, Drew Doughty, Louis Erickson.
I don't know how you pick against Mikko Koivu.
JP Dumont, Chris Kunit, Milan Hayduk.
This is very difficult.
Is there a pass on there?
Richie, tell us about your book again.
I think Patty Marlowe is good for about 85 points.
Woltek Wolski, Patrick Sharp.
Just a washed-up pool?
It's a box pool.
Why would you even put Crosby and Ovechkin in a box pool?
Yohan Franzen is the best player in that group.
Take Zajac over Giroux in that group.
I hate box pools, though, but that was a funny segment.
Drew, you know what it is. Rotisserie pools are kind of like a chili burger. You don't get it very often, but it's kind of fun once in a while.
That was even better the week afterwards. That was last week's rapid fire, of course. And we're going to start off, you know, we're starting off with a bang. We're often told it's our favorite segment. So let's start off with rapid fire. It's all about the predictions.
Do it.
You know, we're going on the record. So in April or May or June or whatever this season finally comes to a close, you can tell us what we actually, how our predictions actually were.
And Drew, if I could jump in right here, Richie correctly picked the Blackhawks at the beginning of the year last year and the Flyers.
No, you were
100%. You picked the Flyers to win.
I picked the Flyers at the beginning of the year.
But you picked the Hawks in the final.
I picked the Hawks. Yeah. During the quarter point of the season, I picked the Hawks to go to win the Cup. At the beginning of the season, I picked
Flyers.
Philly. Yeah.
Right, and I mean, it was pretty ridiculous that they made it there.
You got a little lucky once in a while, especially when they almost missed the playoffs.
Yeah, but if it hadn't been for one shootout goal, they would have missed the playoffs.
Thank God for P.A. Parent. Oh no, he scored. I think it was Jokinen missed the goal.
That's amazing. I mean, it's amazing that that's what it's come down to. Anyways, rapid fire. We'll start. Well, we'll do it in reverse order here. We might as well start it off with a bang. Your Western Conference championships. Your Western Conference champion, Richard Pollock.
Well, as I've said for weeks now, as you were talking about it before the show started, for weeks now, I said Vancouver Canucks. I said it after they made the moves. I thought they were close last year, but I picked against them. Just because of the fact that their defense wasn't strong enough. And we talked about ad nauseum about their defense.
Right.
And I was very adamant that this defense was not good enough to make it past the best teams, like the Chicago's. And this year, they've improved that. They've added Ballard. They've added Hamhuis. They have a lot more depth there.
They've added Ryan Parent.
Ryan Parent, although he's now in Manitoba. You hear that?
Was he sent down?
Yeah, that's right.
He won't be there for
that's a depth that they have. They have guys like that now. They add Malhotra. They add Torres.
It's too good to be, Vancouver to be Canucks. In the AHL.
Now, it's not going to be easy, but Vancouver Canucks, Western Conference champions, my prediction.
Ezra Ginsberg.
I'm going to pick the Canucks as well for my Western Conference champion. And once again, I think we're going to go into our Stanley Cup predictions. I don't have the Canucks winning the Stanley Cup, but I have them winning the conference.
This is just the conference winners, folks.
Right.
This isn't necessarily going to represent the West.
I've got the Canucks winning the West, and probably second or third overall in the league. I think the Caps will win the President's Trophy again. But I think the moves they've made on defense, Richie, and then adding Malhotra,
that's right,
and Torres to their third line, I think this team will improve by probably about 5 to 10 points this year and easily win the Northwest.
And let me elaborate quickly about the regular season. Vancouver, especially because they play in division with Calgary, Colorado, Minnesota, Edmonton, weak teams. That helps six times a year. I wrote that article about 24 games.
Who's going to win the regular season in the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, I have Washington here, partially because they're probably the most talented team, offensively at least, in the Eastern Conference. But again, because of the division they play in, guys.
Yep.
Florida, Atlanta, Tampa, Carolina. That's 24 games right there. They're not playing against the Devils, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, things like that. Washington, to me, again, regular season champion, has as much to do with skill, mostly has to do with skill, but also has to do with the fact that the team can have a more favorable schedule than their other teams in other divisions.
Ezzy.
Yeah, Richie, I've got, Andrew, I've got the Capitals winning the division, the conference again this year, and most likely they'll win the President's Trophy for most points. I think they'll probably not have as many points, but they'll be up there, similar numbers. Once again, very similar team, and some minor changes. Theodore's gone, and Varlamov and Neuwirth are going to fight for the starting position.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, Carlson is someone who's going to be a new guy to watch, but you've still got the top offense in the league, and in the division, they're going to get to beat up on the Thrashers and the Hurricanes quite often. So,
who you got, Drew?
It's a no-brainer.
I have Washington there as well. It seems like it's a clean sweep on Washington from all of us there.
Ezzy and I are on the same
wavelength so far.
Wavelength today. I mean, look at that. Yeah. Two predictions already the same. What's next?
The Stanley Cup runner-up.
Okay, Richie, I'll jump in here because I went on a little bit of a tangent here for my Stanley Cup predictions. I have the Lightning as the runner-up.
Wow.
I think the Lightning are going to grab the last playoff spot in the East. And I think they're going to surprise a few teams, which will probably be obviously Washington if it works out 1-8, with Washington winning and Tampa Bay getting the last spot. But I've got the Los Angeles Kings as my Stanley Cup champion against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I think with the moves the Lightning have made, I think they're going to get all the way to the East. And I think Ellis is getting underrated.
It's a nightmare for TV.
He'll surprise a lot of people in the playoffs. That team is built for the playoffs.
So Ezzy, write it down there, folks. Because if that one comes true, should be buying your lottery tickets. He's got the Kings beating the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Richard,
I have the Pittsburgh Penguins. Who I think, by the way, will have trouble throughout the regular season if they don't add some depth on the wing. And not depth, top front, up top scoring. They don't have enough top six in terms of wingers. I have the Pittsburgh Penguins because I think at the end of the day, Crosby, Malkin, get Stahlback, Fleury. They've improved on defense in terms of defensively, at least. Obviously, losing Gonchar is going to hurt, but they're going to add somebody, I think. Ray Sherrill makes a nice move there through the season, and I love that team. Some rest and just so much talent. And I have them beating the Canucks. I have the Canucks making that nice run to the finals, but just falling to the superstars that are the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay, and quickly, I have the Boston Bruins beating the Detroit Red Wings in the Stanley Cup Final this year.
Not bad.
We all had different teams. Yeah. We didn't even have the same teams in the final.
Remus, do you have a prediction?
I had Vancouver beating Boston, actually. I like Boston East. I like their depth on forward and defense, and they're pretty solid in goal.
Yeah, definitely.
Like that. Smart man, that Remus is. Conn Smythe, MVP of the playoffs, Richard Pollock.
I'll be quick here. Sidney Crosby. I mean, I said Pittsburgh, so Sidney Crosby.
Ezzy.
I've got Doughty. I've got Doughty to win the Conn Smythe. I think if L.A. is going to take that next step, he'll be so influential on that team, more so than last year in his second year when he really, had a breakout year, for lack of a better term. So yep. I've got Doughty this year. I think this is, whatever you want to call it, a coming out party. I don't think it's a coming out party because I think he's already
out.
Arguably the second or third best defenseman in the world. So I've got Doughty this year as the Conn Smythe.
Remus?
I had Luongo as the Conn Smythe. I had Canucks winning the finals. You know, if they're going to do it, they need solid goaltending. They're a great all-around team, but Luongo's got to be the guy for them.
I have Zdeno Chara on the Bruins, as I have the Bruins winning.
Okay.
Art Ross Trophy regular season points leader.
Like how we both took defenseman there, Drew.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's very possible. I'm not going to go off the board here again. I mean, Sidney Crosby, the guy always wants to get better, and if he stays healthy, I realize you have Ovechkin, you have Backstrom, all those guys, but if Crosby just wants to get better, and I feel like last year he added into the goal scoring. Now, I'm not so sure he'll keep up that pace, but there's going to be something in his game that he has improved upon since the end of last season, which is going to be amazing to all hockey fans. So I think he gets better, and I think he wins the Art Ross.
Ezzy.
Art Ross, I have Crosby. Tough decision because Ovechkin will score more goals, but I think Crosby's going to... on our website, I made a prediction of 120 points. I think I don't know if he'll hit that quite, but he'll be up from last year or similar numbers. So I've got Crosby beating Ovechkin by a hair.
Remus?
I could go Crosby or Ovechkin, but for the sake of going off the board, I'm going to go with Steve Stamkos. This guy trains hard in the offseason. I saw a good special on him. One of our cable channels.
He'll have to get his assists up. That's the thing with Stamkos.
I was just going to say that again. You can talk your words out of my mouth.
He'll get the goals, but...
I don't know. They added some talent there. I like the Lightning this year. So.
I like the Lightning, too. I have Ovechkin. You're talking good players, really. I mean, good players...
We'll talk Lightning more later on. They have their holes and they have their strengths.
Hart Trophy.
Well, I mean...
Let's go quick. We got eight
I'm
minutes to finish.
Sidney Crosby.
Okay, I got Ovechkin as the...
Remus?
Ovechkin.
I have Crosby.
Okay.
Coach of the Year. Jack Adams Award winner.
I have Craig Ramsey here in Atlanta, and people are like, oh, Craig Ramsey in Atlanta. Yeah. Well, this is a team that really has a lot of talent.
Should we say, oh, Craig Ramsey in Atlanta now?
Really has a lot of talent on defense, and John Anderson, I was happy that he got his break and got a chance, but John Anderson coached an offensive style, and that didn't really suit his team, aside from obviously the Kovalchuk factor there. This team has a 1-6 defense. It's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Have a pretty talented goaltender in Andrej Pavlich, we'll talk about later in the predictions, and have a pretty solid base up front. It's not great, but it's not terrible. There's some big guys, and there's some nice young pieces. I like Atlanta to adapt his defensive coaching style and to improve upon their play last year and be him to be the coach of the year.
Ezzy.
I got Guy Boucher in Tampa Bay. Obviously,
sexy pick.
I mentioned I'm pretty high on the Lightning. I was thinking about Scotty Arneil here, but I think he's going to have more difficulties than maybe
Guy Boucher's got a hell of a lot more talent.
A lot more talent, Drew, and that division is really difficult for Columbus to come out of and make the playoffs. So I got Guy Boucher, AHL guy, and this is probably a really good situation for him as a rookie head coach.
Remus, you have anybody?
I had Scott Arneil.
There you go.
they got a lot of talent in Columbus.
They do.
Hopefully this is the year they finally get over the hump, you know, make it into playoffs and win a few games.
We'll see.
I have Claude Julien from the Bruins.
Why don't the next three, Drew, why don't we just say we have and then we'll explain the later ones.
Okay. Vezina Trophy.
I got Luongo.
Miller in a repeat.
I went off the board for this one, Pecorini.
Ooh, put it on the board.
I went Ryan Miller as well. Selke Trophy, defensive forward. Does anybody have anybody different than Datsyuk?
No.
I got Mike Richards.
You have Mike Richards. Okay. I have Datsyuk.
Yeah, I got Datsyuk too, Drew.
Remus?
Okay.
I had Datsyuk.
Okay.
Norris Trophy, defenseman.
Drew Doughty.
Doughty for me as well.
Doughty for me.
Doughty.
Doughty sweep.
There you go. Doughty sweep. God help you, Drew, if you have a bad year. We're going to look foolish.
Right.
Calder Trophy for the rookie.
I have Jordan Eberle. I mean, this is a guy who obviously proved himself in the WHL, played great at the World Championships, and excelled in his limited time in the AHL. This guy's a player.
Is he?
Taylor Hall. I think, you know, having watched him in the Memorial Cup and on Canada, I don't see a way that this guy isn't going to score 70 points. I think a lot of people are putting him at, you know, more like Tavares numbers, but I think he's going to play really well. The only thing that concerns me is if he doesn't play with, you know, Hemsky or Penner, and he ends up playing with the other rookies, that he might struggle a little bit. But for me, it's Hall.
Okay.
Remus?
I'm with Richard. I have Jordan Eberle.
I have John Carlson from the Capitals. I think he's going to shore up.
It's a gutsy pick.
That's a good one.
I think he's going to shore up that defense. I think he's just, we've seen him coming from Hershey, you know, playing here in Manitoba for all these years. He just looks like a stud, at least in my mind.
Not that many years, but he's only 20 years old.
Well, we've seen him for a couple years here.
Yeah. He's young. Very young.
You know, he dominated that Calder Cup final.
He's such a system that really is just exactly what he needs. I mean, that offensive system.
William Jennings Trophy for the team with the best goals against average.
The Bruins, they got Thomas, they got Rask, they have a defensive system.
Yeah, Rask had goals against under two last year. I got the Devils.
Well, there's a shock. There. Remus, you have anybody?
Hedberg and Broder.
Vancouver, Luongo, and Schneider, pretty solid tandem right there.
I got the Kings. I think Bernier is the best goaltender 5 years from now in the NHL.
Ooh, bold.
Thank you. Lady Bing Trophy for gentlemanly player.
Zach Parise.
Ooh, nice.
Did I got Ezzy?
Yeah, that's a good pick. I got Daniel Sedin. I think he had about 10 hits last year.
I picked Timo Solani, just a classic.
There you go. I took Nicholas Lidstrom.
Let's do the big ones now here, big predictions before the top of the hour.
That's right, we've got 4 minutes to go. The forward who will disappoint the most.
I got Patrick Marleau, because he's excelled so much, obviously playing with Joe Thornton. I think that, you know, they possibly might shuffle those lines around. Pavelski's getting better. There might be, maybe not less time. I think he's going to be a little bit of a drop-off and disappoint some people. I'm going to go out, you know, I'm going to pick a strong guy like that.
Ezzy.
Marleau from Aneroid, Saskatchewan. Okay, I've got Marty Havlat. When I made this pick, I think a lot of you guys were thinking, a lot of Legal Curve guys were thinking, well, he disappointed last year. But I think, you know, even though he disappointed last year, I think he's still the top guy on Minnesota, arguably with Koivu there. And I just don't see him taking it to the next level for this team to get in the playoffs. So that's my, you know, context in thinking he's a disappointment.
Remus, do you have anybody?
The only one I could think of was Ole Jokinen, just because it's such an easy pick.
Okay. I have Patrick Kane. I just see I think I like step
that.
Back.
I don't know about that.
I'm
not a huge Kane fan.
NHL forward who will surprise the most.
I have Alex Tanguay. I think that Alex Tanguay has no pressure on him right now. He's going to play left wing first line minutes. He's a great passer playing with two guys who are good scorers, Jokinen when healthy and Nagetla. I like him. I like his situation.
Fair enough. I got Logan Couture on the Sharks. Right now he is a little bit buried on the third line, but I think if Klo moves up and, you know, everything goes well, I think Couture will be an impact, whether he's a center or left winger. He's natural center, but Logan Couture is a guy who I think can surprise on the Sharks.
Not a bad pick.
I have a guy who's toiled in anonymity for the last little while. I have Nathan Horton.
Okay, Nathan Horton. You know what? I think Nathan Horton could be a good one. Remus, who do you got there?
I don't know.
You got cut out? Yeah, nobody!
I got cut out of this one. I got no one.
Okay. As Drew's answering the call, doing double duty, defenseman, who will disappoint the most? I have Jeff Schultz. People are getting a little too excited about Jeff Schultz. Oh, he's a really rock, hard defenseman. He's pretty solid. Nothing to write home about. His plus-minus, which was the biggest thing, the leader in the NHL in plus-minus, was very much a product of where he was playing and who he was playing with. Drew?
Where'd we leave off?
We're at defenseman.
I got Jeff Schultz.
I had to jump on the phone.
Okay, who you got, Jeff, Drew, for that?
For disappointing defenseman, I have Jay Bouwmeester.
Is he?
Well, that would be a repeat. That would be a huge repeat. I've got Phaneuf as the guy that's going to disappoint. I've always been a huge Phaneuf fan, Richie, but I think that right now, as the captain, if he doesn't put up the offensive numbers, I think people won't value his defensive play enough. And I think people should start realizing that Phaneuf needs to become more of a defensive defenseman.
That's what he's better at.
Exactly.
And he struggled with it. So I think it's enough for me.
Defenseman who will surprise the most.
Well, I have Keith Ballard. Love Keith Ballard. Think he's underrated. Obviously, the Grabner makes that trade look even better for the Canucks, although the first-round pick is really what Florida wanted. You got a guy who can skate really well. He can add in some offense. He is not afraid to block shots and play a physical game. He can play in all situations. Like the addition of Keith Ballard, think he's going to be really make a name for himself in Vancouver.
Ezzy.
It's a solid pick.
Quickly.
I got your rookie guy there. John Carlson, I think, is going to surprise because you've got a team of superstars in Washington, and I think he'll have a very, very good rookie season.
Remus, what do you got there? Remus Watson.
I got Tom Gilbert in this one. Siri's gone. He started off kind of slow last year, but finished really strong. So looking for Tom. And I got him on my fantasy.
Gilbert gets a lot of minutes from Rennie Ritchie.
He does. I mean, he's a good puck mover.
If I forget you, Remus, it's because I can't see you from where I am on the other side of the glass here. It's not intentional. Sorry. I have Victor Hedman. I just think he's going to take a big leap forward.
All right, we want to rush it here?
Yeah, let's go real quick. Goalie who will disappoint the most?
I got Gustafson.
Carey Price.
I'll also go with Price.
I have Carey Lehtonen. I don't think he'll stay
it's
healthy.
It's Kari, not Carey.
Yeah, it's Kari.
Okay. So thanks. Thanks, guys.
Goalie surprise.
Yeah. Goalie who will surprise the most.
Andrej Pavlic, touching on my point earlier, defensive system, he's got great talent.
Bernier, I think it's just a matter of time before he gets the number one nod there.
I got Pekarinen for this one.
I have Antero Nedimaki.
Rookies.
Rookie who will disappoint the most.
I have Lars Eller, not so much because of, I think, his lack of talent. I think because expectations are going to be so high because he was the guy traded for Halleck.
And he's made the team.
Right.
They're going to play him, right?
Yeah, that's right.
For me, it's going to be Magnus Pjärvi. All three of those rookies, Pjärvi, Eberle, and Hall, they've been getting good reviews, but I think Pjärvi's the guy that's going to struggle.
Remus?
Put me down for Nazem Kadri.
So he's going to disappoint in the AHL or what?
The Toronto. Just
he'll be up there, though.
Anytime you can take a shot.
He'll bring him up.
Fail. Exactly. So they are setting him up to fail. And what a terrible organization.
He should be on the...
I have Cody Hodgson there. Rookie who will surprise the most.
I have Jeff Skinner. Probably the first time many people have heard about
him. From Winnipeg,
right? This guy is a... Is he from Winnipeg?
Was that Brett Skinner's from Winnipeg?
I don't know. Skinner's hot dogs?
Yeah, let's
go. Jeff Skinner, proving to be a wonderful surprise in Carolina right now and a team looking to the future.
Really quick here, Drew. The rookie I think will surprise the most in a good way for Flames fans, Michael Backlund. I think he's going to get, not as much. Yeah, he is a rookie. 21 years old, center, and he'll surprise a few people in Calgary.
Okay, I have Oliver Ekman-Larsson.
You cut in, Remus.
All right, I got Tyler Ennis on Buffalo.
Okay, there you go. That's rapid fire for this week. When we come back, we're going to start off going our division by division previews. We have all our guests, and then we're going to start, and then we'll do our theme song again. And for those of you who are joining in at the regular time, you're listening to the Illegal Curve Radio Show live on 92.9 KICK FM.